GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Bundled up like Laura in the winter scenes in Dr. Zhivago. Deb Newman from the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce, president and CEO and all-around pal, is in our studio. Welcome back to GHRT, Deb.
Hey, happy to be here with you both. Sorry Shelley's son couldn't join us this morning. She usually does for this segment, but she's got that voice going on.
And that's just the voice that George wanted to hear someone sing happy birthday to him,
by the way. We've moved on.
Already? Did you cut off an arm and count the rings to see how George, really how old he is?
Yeah, I know. I was just saying my brother's birthday was yesterday as well. January 5th is a big day for birthdays, and he turned the big 5-0. Yeah. So he's catching up to you, George.
5-0, let's see.
He's chasing you.
I did that once.
Lo, those many years ago.
Yes.
As long as you keep acting young. That's all that matters.
Key.
Yep. It is the most busiest time of the year for, well, maybe not. Maybe when you've got the Chamber Challenge, we've got the golf tournament
going on.
That's a busy time, right?
But it's all good.
January is a particularly busy month, and let's talk about the annual breakfast.
Yeah, thank you for that. And thank you for the opportunity to come on the air and talk about what's happening this Wednesday. That would be the day after tomorrow, January 8th. It is our annual business breakfast happening at the Cross Insurance Center. And this is something that we host every January. Part of the breakfast is business. Per our bylaws, we have to nominate and elect our board of directors to serve the chamber for 2020. So that will happen. And we've got a great keynote speaker lined up. We're very excited to welcome Professor Nadia Rosenthal. She is the scientific director of the Jackson Lab. Now, many of us are familiar a bit with the Jackson Laboratory. Some may be more familiar than others, but we have heard from our contacts at the lab that she is an incredible speaker. If you read her bio, you will be blown away.
I can't get by all the initials after her name.
Yes.
PhD, FM, FAA, HMS.
Yes.
And how many you got after your name, Rick?
LOL.
Let me just put it this way. She obtained her PhD from Harvard Medical School.
Harvard. The real Harvard.
The real
Mic
Harvard.
Drop. How do you top that?
Wow.
Right?
Is she going to talk about mice in space?
I don't know.
I hope so.
She'll be talking about the research her team focuses on, what they're doing with stem cells, immune systems, tissue regeneration, so many exciting things happening. And also, as we know, the Jackson Lab is a huge economic driver in our region and statewide and well beyond, employing thousands of people and doing incredible research that changes lives. So we're very delighted that she's joining us. And I have heard from, I have not heard her speak, I will admit that, but others who have said to us, oh, she's amazing. You're going to love it. We'll also be honoring our Volunteer of the Year. The Volunteer of the Year is an award that staff actually selects our Volunteer of the Year every year. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we cannot do what we do without our volunteers. So it's a privilege for us to honor Nettie Kilby this year. Nettie is with Bangor Area Staffing Solutions. And our event sponsors, CES Inc. and Eaton Peabody, they have some thing up their sleeves that they will be presenting at the breakfast on Wednesday. That's really, really cool and exciting. But I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Said breakfast?
At the Cross Insurance Center. And they do an amazing job, and they will have amazing eggs and bacon and other goodies for you to eat for breakfast.
You're moving your location for this one.
Only because of the size.
Yeah.
Because of the numbers of people we have. Typically, our early bird breakfasts are held at the Hilton Garden Inn. They also do an amazing job. But because of the numbers for the annual business breakfast, we have it at the Cross Center, and it doors open at 7, and we are done by 9.
How do we get ourselves through those doors?
I'm so glad you asked. You go to bangorregion.com, and you can find out all of the information there, and you can register there. Or, you know what? Call Marcia. She'll take care of you.
Marsha.
Yeah, call Marsha at 947-0307, the number's on the website, and she'll hook you up with the ticket to get you in the door on Wednesday morning. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. It's also a great networking opportunity. Mm-hmm. You look at the list of people, the tables that are sold. Community leaders are coming from all over the state to attend this event.
Is Marsha the same person we call to get a ticket to the dinner, on the 24th?
Right. And if that wasn't enough, the dinner is coming up.
A lot of things are coming up because you know that in the wintertime, baseball is all about the Hot Stove League. And you're doing Hot Stove League right away.
Yeah, I'm gonna can I talk about the dinner first,
sure.
And then we'll go back to Hot Stove. The annual dinner, our annual awards dinner, is happening January 24th. Tickets are hot. And they're selling fast. So if you want to join us, and you should, go to the website, BangorRegion.com. This is a great night. This is really a celebration of the region, of the state, and of businesses, organizations, and individuals making a significant contribution to what makes this place a great place to live, work, play, and learn, and do all of those wonderful things. It's an entertainment event. It's a night full of entertainment, and people who come to this dinner, they don't expect that necessarily if they've never been to our annual awards dinner before. Last year, I had people leaving as they were walking out who said to me, this was like the Academy Awards. This was like the Emmys. This was so fun.
You got a red carpet and...
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a red carpet that goes from the Grand Ballroom all the way into the arena.
We do.
And what's amazing is how the... Once we got the Cross Insurance Center built in Bangor, we thought, okay, we got a building big enough for everything that we want to do. And then we have the annual awards dinner, and we look around and think, either we need a bigger place, or we need some smaller people, or we need to start sitting people up in the bleacher seats.
With some popcorn.
Yeah,
something. The cheap seats.
Yeah.
It's true. I think last year we were around 1,100. That's sort of been...
That's big.
It's big.
Yeah.
You know, we try to squeeze in as many as we can comfortably, and, you know, within the fire codes and all that stuff that is important. Machias Savings Bank is our presenting sponsor this year. I just want to shout out to them. And they have something exciting up their sleeves that they will be presenting on this evening.
Larry Barker has long sleeves.
Yes.
And he always has something up him.
Yes. Yeah. And we're honoring, our just amazing people and businesses, and I just want to shout out to Sutherland Weston for producing videos that tell the stories about all of our award winners. So we get so excited about the videos. Everybody gets excited about the videos because we don't get to see the videos until... When are we going to get to see them, Rick?
Well, in years past, members of the chamber have become more involved in it.
True.
Okay?
It's true.
And what is fun is the first video of the evening has now become... the tale of how we notified the winners.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this year, we did something that had never been done before. And you were there, Deb.
But we can't talk about
it. We can't talk about it on the air.
Uh-uh.
But George, you recall that I had to leave radio early that day.
I remember that.
So we could pull this off.
You went and left here about 10 minutes earlier. So
yeah, but it was... And when you see on video some of the winners... who had no idea where they were or why they were there and how they reacted, it's quite entertaining.
And it's also remarkable that we were able to gather all of the winners. These are significant leaders.
These are busy people.
They're busy people. It was a miracle. And that was your idea and Shelley's son. It's like, oh, we'll get them all. I'm like, how really seriously you
and
think that, you're going to do that? And you
that
did.
That idea came together. Okay.
Yeah,
because we didn't have time to do maybe as much as we wanted to do, but we thought, what if we could do this? And there were some people around the table that said, there's no way we're going to be able to get everyone in line to do that. But we got the right spouses and colleagues to tell the appropriate lies.
There was a lot of lying going on. I was just going to mention that.
To get them where they need to go.
A lot of lying going
on,
but it worked.
Can't wait to honor Carol Epstein.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Our Dowd Award winner, which is our most prestigious honor, recognizing a member of the business community who's committed time and resources and talent to make the Bangor region a wonderful place to pursue all of our dreams, is Carol Epstein. We're so excited to honor her. I had the opportunity to interview her. We did a story about all of the winners in our annual annual report that will be available at the dinner. And I was blown away. I was blown away. So impressed.
It's tough to get the full story because she won't tell you everything she's done.
No,
she won't tell you how involved she is. So you go and talk to the people that know her and they tell you what she's done and how she's done it. So when you just said the appropriate word, how humbly.
Humbly.
Yep. How humble.
Yeah, like, that works.
Is it humble? Is it humbly?
And yeah,
but and you will, when you come to the event, you get to see and you will learn just how involved, how committed, and how quiet and how humble this person. Notice I didn't say woman. This person.
True.
Has been and continues to be.
And that's what's so why we love these awards so much is because, first of all, I want to say staff does not select the winners. It's selected by nominations that come from our members and then a committee, a volunteer committee that reviews all of those nominations. We have an opportunity to honor people who aren't necessarily the obvious ones, if you will, not necessarily the people who are, you know, again, in your face. Another great example of that is Norm Heitman, who's receiving the MJ Irving Community Service Award. Norm has worked for the city of Bangor as a city solicitor for years. He just retired at the end of 2019.
Yep.
Wow. His story is phenomenal. It's a great story. Grew up in small town, Maine, Troy. Dad worked at in Augusta at Dow when the base was active. And they used to come to Bangor when he was a little boy. Bangor was just his happy place because Bangor had Sears and, you know, he named off all the stores.
Yep, Freezes.
Freezes. Thank you. He saw his first movie in Bangor and then ended up going to college and law school and long story short, life came full circle and he got to spend his career giving back to the city that he loved so much from the time he was a child. It's a great story.
And truly helped shape it into what it is today. And you don't know, but you'll learn when you come to the event. Yes. Very quick mention about Hot Stove. George brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, George. Hot Stove is kicking off this Saturday for the legislative session. What Hot Stove is, it's an opportunity for chamber member businesses to gather around the table with those who represent you, our legislators, congressional delegation, municipal leaders. And we have a very civil, well-informed, interesting discussion about issues of impact, the issues that matter to our member businesses and community leaders, and the issues that are of interest to our policymakers. So the first one of the year is this Saturday from 8 to 10 at Eastern Maine Community College. And all of the information, again, can be found at our website, bangorregion.com.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.